It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you probably heard on the news yesterday, the government approving Ireland's first LNG facility is going to cost €300 million. It's basically to store gas. Yesterday, the Environment Minister, Dara O'Brien, spoke to Kieran on The Hard Shoulder. He explained the reasons behind creating this fossil fuel reserve.
This is about energy security. Now, we're continuing our transition to cleaner energy. But in the interim, like, we're going to see gas still being used or probably as a backup supply. The big issue here, though, is that if something were to happen to our supply, particularly from Scotland, what would we do? And the fact that we don't have a reserve, I believe, is a significant risk to our country.
OK, that was Dara O'Brien, Environment Minister. Your predecessor, Eamon Ryan, talking to Kieran yesterday. Eamon Ryan, former Green Party leader. Hasn't he got a point? Does this not make sense?
Oh, no, there is an issue around security, energy security for the state, particularly in these times. And there is a risk if someone was to take out to the gas pipelines that bring about 80% of the gas we use coming from Scotland. The rest comes from Corrib, the west of Ireland, and that's dwindling. There is an issue. And it's good that in addressing that security issue, the government has committed, what we also were aiming for in government, not to develop a new gas LNG facility for commercial use. So it's not to expand the use of gas. It would breach all our climate objectives. It is purely a security facility. So that is a good outcome in my mind. However, there was ongoing work, which we did, was ongoing as we left government, which was looking to see what exactly is the best way of us providing that security. The way the government is going, it will bring in a vessel, a ship. It will carry liquefied natural gas, LNG, and that floating ship will be there as a storage for security reasons. Along the coast, connected to the gas network, and you can have it for 10, 15, whatever years, and when you no longer need it, the ship leaves, so it doesn't leave behind significant fossil fuel infrastructure. So it is a valid approach to the security. I believe, however, and we looked at this in real depth and detail, that there is another approach that could provide us a better secure option. Mm-hmm. The most important issue in security is in the power generation sector. About half of the gas we use goes to power generation. About a quarter goes to industry and a quarter goes to people's homes, mm-hmm. cooking, heating.
Sure.
The one that the real security risk is in the power generation, as we saw recently. You could be several months where you wouldn't have that gas supply for power, and that would be intolerable. There are other methods where we can provide that electricity backup. And I believe actually, and the government was, previous government was looking at this in real detail, at electricity interconnection. And there are two, one have just been built with the UK, one new one. One is coming from with France, and two more with the UK are also now in planning. And only in recent months did the UK turn around and say, yes, we're in.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
Favor that. That could provide up to half our electricity needs, when they're built in the same time frame that this ship would come in.
And sorry, just I'm probably being slow here. In layman's terms, what are we talking about here? Some kind of interconnector?
It's a cable. It's an electricity cable.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Secondly, and what has changed even, and we've been looking at this for some time because it's complicated, even in the time we've been looking at it, there's been a dramatic change in battery storage. The volume of battery storage we now have in the country is a multiple of anything that was predicted, and that too can help you through that process. And lastly, what we've seen in changes in the likes of Moneypoint Power Station, which is now going to be switched to oil rather than coal production, but we could keep that as a strategic electricity storage system. In other words, you turn it on only when you're in such an emergency situation. And that, combined with the battery storage and interconnection, in my mind, would be a more economic, more environmental and more secure response to what is a real security risk.
So are you saying what the government is doing, it's going to be overtaken by technology, basically?
Well, it depends the government have to make the decision what to invest in. I believe that interconnection and battery storage technology will be a better investment for the future. The LNG facility is a valid and appropriate security measure to a security issue that does exist. It is good that it is not going to be a commercial facility. So we're not going to increase the volume of gas we use. It will only be used in an emergency. And I think that's the right call. But I believe that investment decision as to what's the best security alternative, the work on that wasn't concluded and I think should be concluded, because all the analysis I saw was that those electricity solutions rather than gas solutions would be the better way of providing security.
Okay. Why are the government not... I'm presuming Darragh O'Brien has got similar advice to you.
Yeah, the department would be very strongly of the view we needed this gas facility now.
I had a different view. Once the Greens were out the door, this is happening.
I think when it comes down to the actual investment decision, I think we'd be able to show that those alternative electricity investments would actually be a better investment. But the government made that call. I think it's the wrong one. But I think at least in a sense, the good outcome from my mind is they didn't go that step further and say, sure, we'll have LNG and we'll have as much gas as we possibly can. That would have been the worst outcome. Okay. And I'm glad that wasn't what happened.
You came in to talk to us about LNG, so feel free to sidestep this final question before I let you go if you wish. We're going to be talking to Fergus Finlay a little later in the programme. He's basically arguing, and Fergus would be of the left, but he's basically saying, our position of military neutrality has changed forever. What happened last week with Trump and Zelensky changed this forever, and we need to move on and we need to change. Do you see where he's coming from?
I believe the world gains and we gain from having countries like us which are military neutral. And I think it's very important that we do retain that. I think there is, though, a problem that we do have countries like Russia and China and America now who have vetoes in the UN Security Council and elsewhere. What the mechanism that was being considered by the last government, I'd have to wait and see what the wording is here, allows for still to adhere by the UN conventions and UN principles, human rights principles and so on, but not to allow the Russians or others have a veto on us. And that does need to change.
So you don't have a difficulty with what the government is doing in terms of the triple lock?
Not if it maintains our military neutrality, which I think it can do. We should not throw that out at the time that we try and avoid other countries being able to veto us.
Okay. Eamon Ryan, former Environment Minister, former Green Party leader, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
So, you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.